John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Dear Dad, Maury here. Well, it's letter time again. I tried to tell Mr. Whittaker that you're probably tired of getting these things, but he still insists that Suzu and I write you every week. I think he'd really like for us to write with a pen and paper, but he knows that my thumbs don't work that way, so he lets me type them. I think Suzu dictates hers. I can hear her talking sometimes as I pass by her bedroom door. Either way, he does want us to print them out and send them to you via snail mail. He says it's more personal that way. It'd really be nice to hear back from you more often, but I know how busy you are.
When we first started doing this, I didn't like it. I thought you didn't want to hear from us anyway, so it was just a pointless chore. But I don't think it's pointless anymore, because, to be honest, I'm starting to feel very unwelcome here in Odyssey.
I'm really feeling more and more at home here with Mr. Whittaker and in Odyssey. When we're not solving cases with the team, Mr. Whittaker keeps us busy helping people, which I really like. And no one's more surprised by that than me.
Helping people is good, though it'd be better if they appreciated it more. Sometimes it seems like Mr. Whittaker just agrees to do things he doesn't really want to do so he can make us do them instead.
Some of the stuff we do might be a pretty big deal for other families, but for us, it's just another day.
Take yesterday, for example.
Morning, you two.
Morning, Mr. Whittaker.
All done with breakfast?
Yes, sir. Just putting the bowls in the dishwasher.
Good. I want to tell you the plans for the day.
Plans? As in work?
More like plans, as in how to be of service to others.
So what are the plans, Mr. Whittaker?
Do you know where King's Hardware Store is?
On Longview?
That's the one. I need you to go there and pick up an order.
That's it?
Well, no, there's more.
What's the rest?
You'll find out when you pick up the order.
Sounds simple enough.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Is this really something we both need to do? I mean, it seems like a one-person job.
The first task, maybe, but the second one will definitely take both of you to accomplish.
I suppose we don't have a choice about this?
Well, sure you do. I mean, if you choose not to, well, I'll be disappointed, but I won't force you. I'm hoping you'll want to do it, though, and if you do the job well, I have something for you.
What is it?
Do the job, and you'll see.
Well, I guess it's better than just sitting around all day. What do you say, sis?
Okay.
Good. Here's the money for the order. Now bring me the change and the receipt.
Yes, sir. Suzu didn't say much on the way to the hardware store. That's kind of a change for us. We used to talk a lot whenever we were alone, but lately she's been pretty quiet around me. Around everyone, actually. Which is too bad, because part of the fun of doing these things Mr. Whittaker has us do is guessing what he's really trying to teach us.
Mr. Whittaker never does anything without there being some sort of lesson attached to it. Oh, it's kind of annoying. Maury likes it because lately he likes to point out how wrong I am about almost everything. This time, I didn't give him the chance. I just kept quiet. I thought the sooner we do it, the sooner it will get done.
Just go to the hardware store, pay for and pick up an order. Easy peasy. Then we met the owner.
Welcome to King's Hardware, J. Fossil Rumpus Proprietor.
Your name is Fossil?
My mother was an inveterate invertebrate venerator.
What does that mean?
She loved old bones.
Oh, so she was a paleontologist?
Ooh, the palest of the pale. Fairest skinned woman I ever saw.
Okay. We're here to pick up an order for Mr. Whittaker.
Whittaker, eh?
You know him, don't you?
Why, of course I know him. I have a poor memory for names, but I seldom remember a face. So you're the two he told me about, Murray and Lulu Riddle.
Morty and Suzu Rydell.
Ah, tomato, tomato. I have your packages right here under the counter.
Oh, they look heavy.
Oh, they ain't heavy. They're a bother. Have you the appropriate remuneration?
The what?
The money. Here you go.
Ah, yes. Cash, greenbacks, lettuce, moolah, the stuff dreams are made of. Love it, love it, love it.
How about my change?
Is money all you ever think about? 5, 6, 7, and 8. There. Don't say I never gave you anything.
Grab a package, Suzu.
What? Not so fast, not so fast. Before you take them, you have to answer the following Rydell.
You mean riddle?
Who knows what I mean? Certainly not me. Listen up. What do you get when you combine pecans with lightning flashes?
Pecan pie.
No, but now I want pie.
Nuts and bolts.
Very good.
How did you figure that out?
It's written on the packages.
Since you solved that one, I'm now supposed to give you the rest of your instructions.
There's more?
There's more, and there's Maury. What? And you two are to take these pecans and flashes to Plaster Knox at Odyssey Commodity Church.
You mean Pastor Knox at Odyssey Community Church?
Only if you want to be correct about it.
Let's go, Suzu.
Great. Take care and take off. And remember, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and that's enough to make a decent living.
What a strange man.
I like him.
Are you looking for stories that inspire, entertain, and ignite your imagination? Check out Adventures in Odyssey from Focus on the Family. Along the way, you'll meet our friends John Avery Whittaker, Connie Kendall, Eugene Meltzner, and Wooten Bassett in a world where faith, fun, and family are exciting pieces of every adventure. Whether you're solving mysteries, learning life lessons, or just having a great laugh, Adventures in Odyssey brings biblical values to every episode.
I was very happy when we left King's Hardware Store. Mr. Rumpus was annoying.
He was pretty odd, but that's what I like about the people in Odyssey. Some are quirky, some are odd, some are really odd, but pretty much all of them are interesting in some way. I really want to know what makes Mr. Rumpus the way he is.
We followed our instructions and lugged the heavy packages of nuts and bolts to Pastor Knox at Odyssey Community Church.
He's Mr. Whittaker's brother-in-law. They grew up together. I don't think they got along with each other when they were kids, but now they're like best friends.
The pastor took us to the fenced-in yard in the back of the church, where he told us what our next task was.
These are the materials to make a playhouse and slide for the preschoolers. The walls are plastic, and the slide extends out of the top of the playhouse.
So that's what the pecans and lightning flashes are for.
The what?
The nuts and bolts in these packages.
Oh, I see. Pecans and flashes. Yes, very good. That's what they're for. Now, I really don't want this built right next to the church.
Where do you want it built?
Well, it needs to go over there in the far corner of the yard. You see the posts that are already set in concrete?
Mm.
I told the delivery men to put the materials over there, but unfortunately they didn't.
So we have to drag this stuff all the way across the yard?
Or carry it, preferably. All you have to do is attach the playhouse to the posts.
Are you going to help us?
Sorry, I can't. I'm teaching a Bible study in a few minutes. Oh, in fact, I'd better get in there. Don't try out the slide until I've checked it. Thanks for doing this.
Does he really expect us to do all this by ourselves? And now it's raining.
Yeah. Well, we better get started.
In the rain?
Oh, it's just a sprinkle. A little rain never hurt anybody. Besides, we gotta get it done.
I'm not working in the rain.
Fine. Stay under the patio. I'll at least get the pieces moved.
There's an old saying. He doesn't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. I never thought it would apply to my brother. But he actually started moving the pieces of the playhouse across the yard. In the rain.
Once I got started, it was actually fun. It's this strange thing I've discovered recently. I always thought that the only reason to help people is so they'll help you. That you give just so you can get. And then you'll be happy. But since I've been here in Odyssey, I've noticed that when I'm helping someone and doing it completely for them so I'm not getting anything out of it at all, that makes me happy. In fact, the harder the job gets, the happier I become. Isn't that weird?
It is very weird. He is definitely not the same Mori he was when we first came here.
Anyway, just as I finished moving all of the building materials to the right spot, the sprinkles let up, and Suzu joined me in putting the playhouse and slide together. I put the pieces in place while Suzu inserted the pecans and flashes.
Because of Mori's thumbs, he can't really screw a nut onto a bolt, so I handled that part.
We were almost done with the basic assembly when Suzu stopped to take a bathroom break. I also decided to take a breather, and when I did, something occurred to me. I thought so.
You thought so what?
What was the last thing Mr. Whittaker told us?
Bring back the change and the receipt from King's Hardware. Why?
Because according to the receipt, Mr. Rumpus gave me too much change.
Really? How much?
15 cents.
Is that all?
Yeah.
You think this is some sort of test?
You know Mr. Whittaker.
That is something he would do. Still, it's only 15 cents.
Yeah, but it's Mr. Rumpus's 15 cents.
Consider it a bonus. It's what he gets for being so strange.
No, we need to get it back to him.
It's so little. The store is like 10 miles away.
Oh, more like a mile at most. Abraham Lincoln once walked 20 miles to return 6 cents.
That was back when 6 cents was worth something. Mr. Rumpus probably won't even miss it. Besides, you're not Lincoln. Why bother?
Because even if it's not a test, Mr. Whittaker's sure to notice the discrepancy and ask why we didn't return it. We better do it.
Wait, who is this we you speak of? I'm not going.
Why not?
It doesn't take two of us to return 15 cents.
Okay, then I'm gonna go.
Right now?
Yeah, and I need to hurry. The store closes at 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
How do you know that?
The hours were posted on the window next to the entrance.
I can't believe you're gonna just leave me here to do all the work.
There's not that much left to do. Just put these bolts in place for the slide and tighten up everything with the socket wrench. I'll be back in a flash. Or you can go and I'll stay and finish up.
Fine. Go do your little errand, Moriham Lincoln.
Haha, funny. You should go on the road.
Suzu?
Huh? Oh, hello, Pastor.
I brought you a snack. I hope you like lemonade and oatmeal raisin cookies.
My favorite. Nice and chewy.
Where's Mori?
We had to go back to the hardware store.
Say, the playhouse looks great. Is it all done?
Almost. We're just taking a break. I'll finish up after I eat.
Okay. And thank you for your hard work. The kids are going to love it.
I hope so.
I need to get back inside. Save some cookies and lemonade for Mori.
I really did mean to save some for Mori, but everything was so good. I ended up eating and drinking it all myself, which turned out to be a bad idea because it gave me a terrible stomachache. I felt like I was going to throw up, so I decided to lie down for a while. And before I knew it,
welcome to King's Hardware, Jay Fossil.
Hi, Mr. Rumpus.
Oh, it's you again. Well, what brings you back to darken my door?
I'm afraid there's been a mistake.
Ah, it's nothing to be ashamed of. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then quit. There's no point in becoming a complete dope about it. Now, what kind of a mistake did you make?
No, I didn't make it. You did. You gave me the wrong change.
Wrong? Me? You have the unregurgitated gall to stand there and rightly accuse me of shortchanging you in my own establishment like I have countless other people?
No, no, you didn't shortchange me. You gave me too much change.
Oh, that's even worse! How dare you accuse me of undue generosity and take my money under false pretenses?
I didn't mean to. You gave it to me.
That's no excuse! My left hand frequently doesn't know what my right hand is doing, and now you've come to gloat over your misbegotten bounty.
I'm not here to gloat. I'm here to return it.
Say again?
I'm returning it. 15 cents. Here.
What's the catch?
No catch.
Why?
Because it's yours. Take it.
If you insist.
So I'm still bewildered, discombobulated, and a tad groggy about your reasoning.
The reason is simple. It's not mine. It belongs to you. Keeping it would be dishonest, and returning it is the right thing to do.
Well, I have to say, I'm repressed. Before me stands an honest young man.
Thank you. I better get back.
Hold your britches. I got something for you. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah, here. Here you go. A little box for you and one for Mumu.
Suzu, what's in them?
You'll find out when you open them up. But don't do it till you get home.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Rumpus.
You're welcome. And remember, a rich man is nothing but a poor man with money.
I'll remember. Bye.
He's not a bad kid. For a child.
Suzu? Suzu?
Huh? Oh, what?
You're sleeping?
Oh, yeah. I had a stomach ache, and I just laid down and closed my eyes for a second.
Oh.
I must have drifted off.
Who are all these kids?
I don't know, but they really shouldn't be there.
You did tighten up everything, right?
I laid down and...
The slide's coming off the playhouse.
It isn't safe.
Okay.
Get off of there.
Get away from the playhouse. Here, let me help you.
Thank you. Get away from there.
Okay.
Yeah, stay back.
That was so scary. Okay, I think that's everyone.
What's going on? Why is the playhouse leaning?
Because the bolts weren't tightened. These kids got on it before it was finished.
Did you send them out here, Pastor?
No, the church kids are still inside. These are kids from the neighborhood.
Help! My mom! Oh, she's in the playhouse!
Uh-oh. The door's jammed. Pastor, Suzu, push the playhouse so it stands up straight.
Right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, push!
Come on! Yes! Let's go, kid!
I'm scared.
That's okay. Let me help you.
Okay.
Out we go. This way.
Oh, it's getting heavy. Get out, Maury.
We're clear.
Stand back. Are you okay, honey?
Yes.
How about you, Suzu? Maury?
I'm okay.
I'm fine, Pastor. Can't say the same for the playhouse, though.
Try an Adventures in Odyssey Club membership to hear even more faith-building stories. Get access to over 1,000 episodes, including club exclusives. Try a membership for 14 days free to see if it's right for your family. Go to adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
So how did this happen?
Well...
It was all my fault.
What?
I should have checked to make sure everything was done right on the playhouse before I went to the hardware store. I'm sorry, Pastor.
That's very commendable, Maury. Well, all the pieces are still in place. Sort of. Assuming they're not broken, it shouldn't take you too long to reassemble.
I'll get right on it.
I'll help you, brother.
It's okay. You don't have to.
You can't do it alone. You need me. And this time I promise to do it right.
Thanks, sis. Let's get to it. So, we put up the playhouse twice. Only the second time, I made sure all the nuts and bolts were tight.
Oh, my hands and arms are still sore. I never want to see another playhouse again as long as I live. Or, at least I never want to build one.
I wouldn't mind building something again. It was fun. When we got home, we told Mr. Whittaker everything that happened. Then, I gave Zuzu one of the boxes Mr. Rumpus gave me.
Ah, my gifts.
These are from you?
For completing your tasks today.
How'd you know we do it?
I had a feeling. Open them.
Huh. All right.
Is this part of a hinge?
It is. You each get half.
What's painted on them?
Put them together and you'll see.
Oh. It's a bird.
Right. Now, do you know what kind of bird?
Is it a cardinal?
Very good.
Ah, well, this is great, Mr. Whittaker.
Yeah, thanks.
Aren't you going to ask why I've given you a hinge with a cardinal painted on it?
I didn't want to be rude.
Okay, why?
Well, the word cardinal comes from the Latin word cardo, which means hinge.
Oh.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, the tasks I had you perform today gave you the opportunity to practice what are known as the cardinal virtues. Prudence or wisdom, justice or fairness, fortitude or courage, and temperance or moderation. From what I understand, you both did pretty well with all of these.
Except for maybe temperance when it comes to cookies and lemonade.
They were really good cookies.
The cardinal virtues are the ones all of the other virtues hinge on. Your hinge is a reminder to practice the virtues whenever the opportunities to do so present themselves.
Oh, cool.
Except there's something missing.
Ah, you're absolutely right, Zuzu. This center pin. A hinge is pretty much useless without it. It goes right there.
There's a heart painted on it.
No, that's because the center pin represents love. God's love. Just as a hinge can't function the way it's supposed to without the center pin, the virtues can't function the way they're supposed to without God's love.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and I also got you a pizza and ice cream for a job well done.
All right.
Yes.
I know. The hinge is kind of corny, but I still liked it. Zuzu didn't, though.
A hinge? That was his special gift? And not even a whole one. I didn't want to insult Mr. Whittaker, but when Maury and I were alone, I told him to keep both halves of the hinge for himself.
I don't think that she got that it wasn't about the hinge. Anyway, stuff like that happens a lot here. It's just another day at the Whittaker house. Lots of fun, lots of work, and you learn something. The only thing that would make it better is if I could hear back from you every once in a while. But I know you're really busy, so it's okay. Do write back if you can, though. I love you, Dad. Maury.
That's what's been going on lately. Like I told you before, I'm feeling less and less a part of things here. And more disconnected. I'm not sure what I can do about it, though. At least I have you to talk to.
Yes, you do, my dear. I will always be here for you.
You always were when we were kids. I never blamed you, you know. Even when...
I know. No need to dig up the past.
It's great talking to you. But it'd be even better to see you in person. I miss you, Mrs. Madel.
I miss you too, Zuzu. Be patient. I'll see you soon.
Why is Zuzu reaching out to the nefarious Mrs. Mado? And how long have they been chatting? I hope Zuzu isn't getting into something she can't get out of. On the other hand, Maury is starting to demonstrate that all of the lessons from Mr. Whittaker are sinking in. Those cardinal values seem to be making their way into his heart. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." That doesn't always happen quickly. But just as in Maury's case, God can chip away at a hard heart. The Lord will give us new desires that align with His when we soften our hearts to His Word and His ways. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Just Another Day was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gano and music by Connor Zavoka. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Ren Hanami, April Hong, Greg Jabara, Atticus Schaefer, Andre Stoika, and Kif Vandenheuvel. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.